This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy birthday, Keith Richards. Did I ever tell you the story about meeting Keith Richards in St. Louis? Yeah, St. Louis, 1986. He was the music director of the Chuck Berry 60th birthday party at the Fox Theater. Four of us had flown to St. Louis, the Forbidden Country, to take in an all-star concert for Chuck Berry. Keith Richards had enlisted help from Eric Clapton, Linda Ronstadt, Robert Cray, Etta James, and others to perform with Chuck Berry on stage. The excitement was real. The Fox Theater was packed. The announcer said something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of his 60th birthday, please welcome to the historic Fox Theater, Chuck Berry." And everyone lost their minds, yelling, shouting, screaming. Chuck Berry walks up to the mic, backed by this rock and roll heaven-type band, and before he can play a note, a guy walks out on stage and says, "Cut, cut, cut, we're going to have to do this again." Everybody looked at each other. WTF-type looks. The guy was movie director Taylor Hackford. He was filming the concert, a film that was released as Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. So he sat down and listened to the intro all over again, and Chuck came back on stage and started to play, and Taylor Hackford walked out again and said, "Cut, cut, we're going to do that again." And when he sensed the public's unease, he explained, "Hey, we're doing a movie here, and there are going to be a lot of interruptions." As it turns out, there were lots of interruptions, and it turned what should have been one of the great concerts of our lives into one of the worst. Later, much later, back at our hotel room, we commiserated with strong drinks. About 2 in the morning, I said, "It feels like the walls are closing in on me in here. I got to get out of here. Got to get out of the room for a minute." And let me just paint a picture of me at that moment. I was wearing a white dress shirt, now untucked. My hair was sticking straight up. I looked like I was in a St. Louis hotel after a rock concert at 2 in the morning, because I was. So I walked down the hall, came up to the elevator banks, and there, standing at the elevator, was Eric Clapton. So the first thing I did was say to myself, "Okay, you got to be cool. This is Eric Clapton." So I threw the palm of my hand into my forehead in a dramatic flourish, which wasn't so cool. And then I said to myself, "Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything stupid." And I said to Eric Clapton, "Hey, what kind of guitar were you playing tonight?" If you've ever been to a rock concert, you realize that somebody like Eric Clapton doesn't play just one guitar. So it was kind of a stupid question. He played 140 different guitars, but he was very polite as he pressed the elevator button, hoping the elevator would come and take him away from this deranged individual he'd encountered at 2 in the morning. And he started telling me something about he was playing a Gibson SG. It didn't matter. It all sounded like Swahili to me at that hour of the night. The elevator came mercifully. He got in and went down. I walk back to the hotel room. My three friends are in there, and I say, "I just saw Eric Clapton at the elevator banks." And they said, well, they used a lot of profanity, but they essentially said, "Get out of here. You didn't see Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton's not like, you're out of your mind." I go, "No, I saw Eric Clapton." "No, you didn't." So I sat down and had another strong drink. A little while later, I say, "Okay, guys, I got to clear my head. I got to walk around a little bit." So I'm going back out in the hall. So I go out in the hall. And I walk down the hall, and I see two guys walking towards me. One guy has a bandana, and he's got a bottle of Jack Daniels. The other guy, I don't recognize. But the guy with the bottle of Jack Daniels is Keith Richards. And at that moment in my life, I am at a stage of, well, I'm so uninhibited at that moment that I just lockstep with Keith Richards and this other guy. And I'm walking next to him, and I'm saying, "Keith, you got to do me just one favor. You just got to do me one favor. You see that hotel door that's open down there? You just got to walk in, walk out. Just walk down there, walk in, walk out. You just got to walk in, walk out. That's all you got to do. Just walk in, walk out. Some guys in there might lose it." Keith Richards doesn't say anything to me. He continues down the hall, opens the door, walks in the middle of our hotel room, and says, "Don't lose it." Turns around, walks out. I walk in the hotel room and say, I suppose I didn't see Keith Richards either. That's the only time I met Keith Richards. Happy birthday, Keith. And those witnesses are still alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.